This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, will be released in November 2005. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
To have and have not. All of humanity can be put into three groups. Group A consists of that tiny portion of people who own the bulk of the wealth in America, about 145,000 people who are the absolute super rich. They don't work because they don't have to. They receive the bulk of their money from dividends on stock investments, interest payments on bonds and securities, the sale of appreciated holdings in commodity futures and real estate, rents on income property, payments on privately financed loans or mortgage notes that they hold as creditors, and they also make enormous sums from government business subsidies and other government giveaways, royalties from oil and other mineral deposits, and various other investments. Some prominent tycoons who preside over vast financial empires may in fact work, but they do so out of personal choice, not economic necessity. And the workday they put in does not explain the source of their immense wealth, nor the pace at which it accumulates. The far greater portion of their fortune comes from the ownership of assets that directly or indirectly engage the labor of others. Now, most of humanity is in Group B. Group B consists of those who live principally off wages, salaries, bonuses, fees, commissions, and pensions. Group B includes a wide income spread, from affluent professionals who have to work because they can't live exclusively off their investment earnings, to working poor who have no net assets and endure real deprivations. Generally, what the people in Group A and B have in common is that they both live principally off the labor of the people in Group B. Group C comprises the most desperate millions throughout the world who've been forced off the labor market and who live in absolute destitution. Their political function is to be castigated and scapegoat as social parasites. Their economic function is to provide a surplus of needy workers at home and abroad who help glut the labor market and depress wages. They make up what Marx called the reserve army of labor. While asserting that the poor create their own poverty, ruling elites pursue policies that take from the needy and give to the greedy. So we have lower wages and lower salaries for the people in Group B, with greater earnings for top corporate executives, shareholders, bondholders, and others in Group A. We have a growing and more regressive tax burden for Group B, with multi-billion dollar tax cuts for Group A. We have deep cuts in human services for Groups B and C, but ever-increasing government services, protections, and contracts for big corporate business in Group A. In the United States, most of the people living below the poverty level, including many homeless people, actually work. If they're poor, it's not because they're lazy, but because they're being paid poverty wages while facing exorbitant rents, regressive taxes, and very high costs. In our society, the line between the poor and the working class is becoming increasingly blurred. High-paying blue-collar employment has all but disappeared, but in its place are millions of new low-paying jobs. Often the wife in the family now brings in a second income, a low one, to make up for the male breadwinner's drop in earnings. In addition, numerous white-collar occupations have been eliminated or downgraded, including medical personnel, middle managers, technicians, and other professionals. When employees are de-skilled, they're also disempowered, being more replaceable and thus less able to negotiate conditions of employment. As profits have achieved record levels and stock prices have surged, the great mass of working people have seen their wages stagnate or fall, while many of their benefits have been reduced or eliminated. In the last 20 years, the real income of a U.S. male worker with a high school diploma has plunged by 30%. This means greater inequality and greater privilege for the few and greater hardship for the many. This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse and may be freely copied and distributed.